I struggle to move, bound to a cross in a dungeon room. The man in front of me has been my target. I was intent on seducing him and making him my bitch, binding him and leashing his big cock for my use. Just like all the other men I've conquered. He stuffs a ball gag into my mouth and calls me a stupid cunt. Fuck, how did I underestimate this man? He seemed so unassuming. Weak, even. I protest, but all I can do is squirm on the cross. Muffled grunts into the ball gag as my nude body writhes helplessly. You've been demoted, he tells me. Voice now stern and powerful. He attaches straps around my hips and waist and thighs. They intersect and hold a pouch at the crotch. It's there he attaches the three vibrators and switches them on. Oh, fuck. No. No, no, no. I do this to them, not the other way. Oh, God, my cunt. Please. I'm dripping and drooling from the mouth and cunt as he turns up the vibes, then attaches suction cups to my erect nipples. Dear Lord, I must keep control. I must. Oh, fuck. Oh, my. That thing, it's huge. He's shoving it in, stuffing me. Huge. He attaches it to a pedestal and it's rotating in my cunt. Oh, I need to come. Oh, I need to come so badly, but he won't let me. He takes my lipstick and writes slave cunt on my tits and my tummy. I'm drooling and squelching for him. I'm no longer a mistress. I'm a slave cunt. Please. Please fuck me.